From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado has largely been spared from this summer's political wrangling ahead of the 2016 presidential race. But as Republicans nationally are working to narrow the presidential field, the GOP in Colorado wants to widen its field of candidates to run against incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennett next year. Venta Berkland has more.
November 2016 is a long way off, and Republican State Party Chairman Steve House is well aware that this early in the political process, there are still a lot of unknowns.
The numbers tell us that Senator Bennett is vulnerable, and it would be great to hold on to the U.S. Senate. The Republicans have to defend a number of seats in the U.S. Senate more than the Democrats.
24 to be exact, while Democrats only have to defend 10 U.S. Senate seats. Several Republicans, including El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn and former Small Business Administration head Greg Lopez, have already declared their candidacies. There's also been murmurings that Arapahoe County District Attorney George Brockler, who prosecuted Aurora Theater shooter James Holmes, might enter the race.
I have a very high level of respect for Mr. Brockler.
Republican State Senator Chris Hulbert of Parker says he would support Brockler entering. He lives in Brockler's judicial district and says he'd be a strong contender for any political office he might seek.
I have looked to George as a very viable candidate. You know, his name has been mentioned for governor. If he were to run for a second term in DA, I could certainly see him running for attorney general.
For his part, Brockler recently told the Colorado Statesman newspaper that he's still weighing a possible run and its impact on his wife and four young children. State Party Chairman Steve House thinks the field will need to be decided by early October.
I don't think anybody entering after that has a great chance.
The presidential race is another story. The state GOP recently voted to cancel the presidential preference poll at the 2016 caucus. That's because new national rules mean the state's delegates to the Republican National Convention would be bound to vote for the winner of that straw poll.
I mean, the preference poll could bind delegates to a candidate that the bulk of Coloradans actually don't care for. And that's always been one of the considerations, especially when you have large groups of activists who go to caucuses as opposed to what people would refer to as more mainstream or establishment Republicans.
The decision to eliminate the presidential preference poll has been controversial, with some worrying it limits grassroots participation. Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says it could also lead to less attention on Colorado in the early stages of the race. But he thinks the public will still pay attention regardless.
It's theater. It's amusement. It's different. It's unusual. You know, the circus has come to town.
Both parties agree that nothing has changed from the last presidential election, and Colorado will remain one of the key swing states on the road to the White House. Republican Senator Cory Gardner, who unseated Democrat Mark Udall in one of the most hard-fought races in 2014, says no candidate can win here without really speaking on issues that matter to voters.
It's education, it's our economy, it's jobs, the environment, what we're doing to help put forward positive reforms to our state to grow opportunities for all Coloradans. That's the person who's going to win the state, regardless of party.
After this month's Republican presidential debate in California, the candidates will have a chance to perhaps highlight those issues when the debate stage comes to the University of Colorado in Boulder on October 28th. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.